Hector Moreno and Jerome Ribbons sat in the car on the ground level of the Atlantic Regency Hotel Casino parking garage, sucking up crystal meth with a rolled-up five-spot, a lighter, and a crinkled length of tinfoil. They had 30 minutes. There are three good ways to rob a casino. The first is in the front door. It worked back in the 80s, if not so much anymore. Just like a bank, a couple of guys would walk in with masks and guns and put some iron to the pretty little thing behind the bars. She'd start crying and begging for her life, while the manager would hand over the stacks from the drawer. The bad guys would walk back out the front door and drive away, because common sense said that a gunfight would cost the casino more than whatever you'd got from the cages. But times change. The cashiers are trained for it now. Security's more aggressive. As soon as the silent alarm goes, and it always does, guys with guns are coming out of the woodwork. They still wait for you to leave, though as soon as you step back out the door, there are 40 guys waiting with AR-15s and shotguns to take you down. No two-minute lag like before. The second is to go for the chips. Take the elevator down from the suites, walk up to the high roller roulette table, take out your gun, and put a bullet right through the double zeros. Everybody runs at the sound of the shot, especially the croupier. Rich people aren't brave, and employees even less so. Once they've scattered, get a bag and scoop up all the chips. Put two more bullets into the ceiling to let them know you're serious, then run out like the devil was chasing you. Sounds dumb, but it works. You're not messing with the cages, so the response time won't be so fast. Security won't be waiting outside like they would in the first scenario. You might actually make it to the parking lot, and from there, the highway. You've still got the problem of what to do with the chips. If you take enough of them, say a million or more, the casino will swap out all the chips on the floor for new ones, with a different design, and you'll end up holding a bag full of worthless clay. Worse, technology is making this gambit obsolete. Some casinos are now adding microchips for counting purposes, and they'll be able to track the ones you took. You'll be wanted from Vegas to Monaco in 6 hours, and the chips will be just as worthless. And if somehow neither of these two things happen, the best you can hope for is to try to sell them on the black market. But if you do that, you'll have to sell them for half face value or less, because nobody wants to eat that rap unless they can double their money. Long and short of it is, chips don't get you anywhere.